Chad's prime minister yesterday demanded that the international community remove hundreds of thousands of Darfur refugees from the country and warned that if it did not act, his government would drive them back across the border into Sudan's war-ravaged region. Regional expert from the international crisis group Sally Chin told us more about the situation on the ground.
It's important to remember that these kinds of threats under similar but different contexts were made in 2006 as well, when the Chadian government had said that they weren't sure that they were able to provide the security for the Darfur refugees. I don't really understand yet if this is an official position or if this is something that they are saying in the press. I think what's important to remember is that any kinds of fighting that happens, it does put refugees that are in eastern Chad at risk in the sense that they have less access to humanitarian assistance.